This is Sky Blues Extra.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Sky Blues Extra podcast, which is kindly sponsored by Shortland Horne, Coventry's leading estate agents. My name's Tom Ward and I'm joined this evening by Andy.
Evening, Tom, mate.
Evening, mate. And I'm also joined by David.
Good evening.
I'm delighted to say I'm also joined by a very special guest this evening. Our guest started his career in the French non-leagues before making the move to England to play for Sutton in 2016. He signed for the Sky Blues in 2017 and has been with the club as they've risen back up the leagues. He scored some very important goals and some very memorable goals along the way, and he's now a regular first team player in the Championship and a firm fans' favourite. I'm, of course, talking about Max Biamu. Max, it's an honour to have you on the podcast and to be talking to you. And, you know, thanks a lot for giving up some of your time. I know it's a very busy schedule, so we really appreciate you coming on to tell your footballing story to our listeners.
Good evening. No problem. I'm very happy to be here, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, no, we really appreciate it. And what we tend to do, Max, is just kind of take it back a bit, because obviously we've got to know you a lot over the last 4 years as a Coventry player, but we'd love to just find out a bit more about you, you know, before Coventry and right back to the start, really. So just tell us a bit more about your sort of upbringing and I guess some of your early memories.
Basically, I started to play football when I was maybe five years old in my hometown. I'm living just outside Paris, and I played in this club from 5 years old to maybe 10. After that, I've been to an academy, but not a professional academy, because this kind of academy in France. So I went there from maybe 10 years old to 16.
Okay.
After that, I went to the university. I wanted to be a sport teacher. So I got my, I don't know the name in English, probably like my exam or graduate. I don't really know the name, but so I stopped playing football at this time.
Okay.
And when I came back, I played in my hometown again, in probably 10th division, something okay. like that.
Yeah.
And I played for a year, and after that, I did my first ACL. So I was 21 years old, and I stopped playing for maybe a year and a half.
Okay.
And I came back at 23, and I played for a club in like similar to National League in France.
Okay, yeah.
And after that, I went to a League Two club in France. I played a year, and then I signed for Sutton United. And yeah. I did 1 year for Sutton, and after that, I signed for Coventry City.
Sure, we'll definitely get on and obviously talk about Coventry in more detail. Yeah. When you were a kid, sort of growing up, did you support a particular team, like in Europe or in France?
Not really. In France, we used to, because I come from Paris, so I used to support Paris.
Yeah.
And when I was young, I used to support Arsenal because of Thierry Henry, because everybody
nice.
Loves Thierry,
yeah, yeah.
Class, Thierry Henry. Yeah. And but I support Inter Milan because, okay. you know why? Because I used to play with Inter Milan. You know, Pro Evolution Soccer?
Yeah.
I used to play with Inter Milan when I was maybe 13 years old, so that's why I used to support them Inter Milan. But yes, I think from my childhood to maybe 20, 21 years old, I didn't really watch football.
Okay.
I didn't really like it. I just wanted to play.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it, but so it was hard for me to like to support like a proper team. So I used to support some players like. Players now, so I suppose a player that I know or I like. So,
yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. And you said that you suffered from injuries when you were younger. Was that must have been quite difficult, like at that time to have those injuries? And I guess it kind of slows your progress, doesn't it, at that age?
Yeah, definitely. So basically, when I went to the university, firstly, to be a sport teacher. So the first 2 years, I needed to practice like a sport, but at this time I had like a health problem. I mean, in a year, I got 20 centimeters higher. So my muscle My muscle didn't follow my bones.
Yeah.
So I had lots of like injuries at this time. So the first year at the university, I didn't get my exam because of this, because I couldn't do like sports. And after that, when I get my exam and I started to play football again, I had my ACL. So first ACL, and I didn't have a club at this time. So my rehab has been very long. So I've been out for a year and a half. And come back after that without the club and play enough for Coventry City and in Championship, like it's like a dream. So
yeah, I can imagine. Yeah,
I'm so blessed about what I'm doing at the moment. So because it's like in my I come from like a bad neighborhood and we used to get nothing, and people in my area are very proud of me because I'm like an example, because they knew maybe 7 years ago I was with them in my area doing nothing. So they are like, oh, you fight to be in Championship now. So we are very proud and we try to do exactly the same as you.
That's superb, Max. And you mentioned there about playing some of your football in non-league in France.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you moved to Sutton, south of London, really. How did that move come about? And you know, how did the move to England?
So basically, I did a trial in a club in France. I think that it was in League One.
Yeah.
And an agent was there to watch the game. And the League One club said to me, they didn't want me. And this agent came to me and said, like, do you want to try in UK? I think you can get a lot of chances to play over there. And I was like, yeah, why not? And I did my first trial for Sutton United. I should go, I think after that, I should go to Tranmere or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, Tranmere.
Yeah.
And I did one training session with Sutton and one game, and after that they wanted me, but it's like it was it's hard to explain. So yeah, it's sure. Just like a pure hazard, because I shouldn't be there. It's like just maybe God helped me to be there at this time. So yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And Sutton United obviously gave you a bit of a platform into English football.
Yeah.
How was it different to the style of football that you played in perhaps France? Was it difficult to adapt, or what were some of the key differences apart from perhaps the AstroTurf pitch?
Yeah, so I think to be honest, I think in football in France the football is more like technical.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of good players like playing in League Two, League One. That for me, I think they can play in Championship easily. But it's just in UK, it's more like physical.
Yeah.
And the players, they just run all game long.
Yeah.
So firstly, and then the referee doesn't use the whistle. So in France, if you just touch someone, it's going to give a foul. But not in France. Not in UK, sorry.
Yeah.
So this is quite different. So my first game, so the defenders was catching me, and I was like, ref, what are you doing? And he said nothing special. So my manager said to me, you have to adapt your football because it's completely different. So it was the harder thing. But at the end, I tried to adapt it as soon as possible.
Exactly, especially at that sort of national. That league level, it feels very much very physical at times in some of those leagues as well, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. But the thing is, I know I'm very good in the air and stuff like that to hold the ball, but in France I don't really do that.
Yeah.
So they used to play on the pitch, short passes and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, so that's what they want me to do. I'm going to try to do my best, but I did it well, I think, because now most of the team like me because I'm good for that, but that's not what I like, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, sure. And then you of course moved to Coventry City in 2017.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because obviously we know the club do scout from a lot of different places. There's brought players from Scotland, of course we've looked at the National League, but how did you first hear about the interest perhaps from Coventry, and how did that come about?
To be honest with you, I was my agent called me in maybe in April, at the end of the season at Sutton and said, yeah. He said to me, don't go in holiday in May because you're going to sign to a club. So he said to me, Coventry wanted me, but some other club, like I think maybe some four or five League One clubs and four or five League Two clubs wanted me. So I was waiting, and at the end he said to me, like, you got big opportunity for to sign for Coventry, but you have to come tomorrow in UK. And I was in France, and I was like, tomorrow? He said, yeah. So I was like, okay, no problem. And I know it's a... I didn't know a lot about the club, but when I met the manager and showed me his plan, I knew it would be like a great season because the club has signed like some good players. And they wanted to go back in League One straight. So I think it was a good opportunity for me. But at the same time, I knew it would be hard when I saw all the players, good players, and I won't be like the number one. So it's just like, just fight and you know what you want to do. That's it.
And what were your first impressions of Mark Robbins, Max, and Coventry as a club?
After the first training session, he straight told me about my position on the pitch, my movement.
Yeah.
So since day one, I just learned a lot of things from Mark Robin, and because he was a striker, so
yeah,
He helped me a lot. So that's why I signed to Coventry too, because I know I can learn a lot from him.
And how did you find adapting to League Two and a team that was aiming for promotion, Max?
To be honest, I think the level is quite similar because the first year at Coventry, we used to play like long ball. That's what we did at Sutton, so it was similar. But I think some like the defenders are probably more maybe smart or clever.
Yeah.
It was quite similar, to be honest with you, but just the difference is when I came to Coventry, Mark McLeod was there, Tony Andrew, Duncan Snazon, Stuart Bevan. So I started like as maybe a number five striker.
Yeah.
So most of the time I was on the bench. Sometimes I was playing with the under 23. So, but this is what I'm doing. I always did that at Coventry. I've never been the number one striker. So every year I have to fight to get chances to play. So
and I think that's in your nature, isn't it, Max, to fight? And
definitely.
I think that's in your nature, isn't it, Max?
Definitely. But I mean, it's quite hard because people doesn't realize how hard is it to come from striker maybe number three or number four, try to fight to get chances, but when you get it, you have to score or do your best. If you don't do your best, you go back on the bench. That's not easy, and it's not like I don't like it, but if I have no choice, I have to do it. But it's quite difficult. It's not like you come, you know you're gonna play, you're gonna get chances and everything like that. It's completely different. Even during preseason, it's hard for me because I don't have a lot of minutes to show what I can do. So it's a bit hard and it's hard to explain, but it's very hard for me sometimes to do what I really want to do.
Yeah. And when you came in, did Mark Robbins tell you that obviously promotion was the aim? Like, was that clearly?
Yeah. Straight. And when I saw the team, I was like, I think we're gonna every year. I'm telling the truth. So at the start of the first year, I said we're gonna get promoted. I said that to Tony. I remember I said that to Tony. And even last year, when I saw the team, I said to Wesley, I said we're gonna get promoted definitely. I said, trust me. I said to Wesley, you're happy to be here at this time because we're gonna get promoted.
Brilliant. Do you think that team underperformed then in a way, Max?
I think this year, because this is a, a tough league.
Mm.
But we know our quality because last season we have been champion, so we deserve to be in championship.
Yeah, of course.
But at the same time, I think we don't play this our football. Our football is to like pass the ball, passing. We are a passing team, and sometimes we used to kick the ball. I don't know. I cannot say I don't know why, but the thing is, because this is a tough league, but sometimes we have to play our football because that's where we are good at.
And yeah, 100%.
When we try to do something different, that's not us. And the manager and AD used to tell that to us, so you are a passing team, you have to do what you are good to do. Don't try to do something different. And that's why you have been champion last season. But because I think this is a new league for everybody, we haven't got a lot of experiences in this league, so we learn. But I think I'm not worried about that, but just I know we've got the level to be here, so we just have to believe in ourselves and do the best that we used to do.
Yeah, of course. And just taking it back to that League Two season, because obviously there was lots of really good memories from that season. One of the biggest memories that I certainly remember very well was MK Dons away in the FA Cup. There was obviously, you know, I don't know, 6,000-7,000 Sky Blues fans there. You obviously scored the winning goal, Max. That must have been a nice moment.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of fans and playing in a big stadium.
Yeah.
And I think it was my second goal of the season, something like that.
Yeah.
So, great moment. That's why people at the moment, they don't realize how hard it is to play without fans.
Mm.
I think as you can see, and you are commentary fans, the commentary fans are very different than other fans. They are crazy, and that's what we like. They love the club, and they push us. So we definitely need them. And play a full season, championship season without fans is very hard for us.
Yeah.
So it's not about, like I said, it's not about just our level at the moment. It's about everything without fans, and it's very hard. But this game at MK Dons was very special to me because the atmosphere was amazing. So I think we got maybe more fans than them.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
That's crazy. So this is the difference. Every time we go away, we got a lot of like fans. Even when you watch the game at Wembley, they were massive. That's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Don't worry, Max. We're definitely going to talk about Wembley this evening. What I was going to say as well on that League Two season, I think for you personally, like as you said, that goal was your second of the season. But then later in the season, you started scoring like a lot more goals, and actually really important goals as well.
Yeah.
Was there something that like clicked with you personally? Like, did something just fall into place at that stage?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think the first goal was very important for me. I was waiting this goal for ages. Like I said, the first 6 months at Coventry have been very hard for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was my first, because Coventry is a massive club. So I was a bit like a, not stressful, but like...
Yeah, pressure, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was on the bench.
Mm.
So, but when you've got... when I came on just 10 minutes, I don't score... It's hard for a striker, like I said, but because I didn't get like a lot of game time, so you come on 10 minutes. Next game you're on the bench again. You don't come on. Next game you play 5 minutes. That's not enough for a striker.
Yeah, of course.
So the first 6 months have been very hard for me. So I just needed just one goal to start in my season, and it happened in January, very late. But I needed that. But at the end, I knew it would be, I always believe in me, and I know God is with me. So that helped me a lot to finish this season to score a lot of goals. So, but yeah, at the end, I'm not a selfish player. I just want the manager talked to me about the goal is to get promoted. So that's why I just try to do my best to win every game. Even if I don't score, I'm just happy when we win. But the problem is, this is the same problem every time. So when you win the game, they're going to say, oh, Maxine is good for the team because he's doing well. And when you lose games, they're going to say, oh, he's not scoring goals.
Yeah, so, fans are very fickle, aren't they?
I know that, but the thing is, I try to do what they want me to do. So
of course.
Even when I think in October, I used to come. So the Wednesday we are off.
Yeah.
And in October, I used to come every Wednesday to the training ground and do like my personal stuff, like finishing session and stuff like that. And the manager was there. He said to me, like, what are you doing? I said, like, I'm just training. I need to work out if I want to play. He said, no. Listen, you are doing well. He said to me, you are doing well. But I'm like, I'm not playing. He said, no, I just want you to, even if you don't score, I don't care. We got players to score goals. I just want you to do your best, press the defenders and run on the pitch.
Mm.
If you do that, I will be happy.
Yeah.
So, to be honest with you, for me, I did my job. I did what the gaffer want me to do. But the thing is, when you lose games, they're gonna say, "Oh, he's not scoring goals." So that's the problem. But that's the life of strikers.
There's no hiding, is there, as a striker?
Yeah,
you're always measured on your goals, aren't you? That's the key thing, I guess.
Yeah. So I try to do my best every time. So I try to help the team to win games. So. If I score goals, I'm happy.
Yeah. But
if I score goals and I lose the game, that's no point for me.
Yeah, of course. And someone that you mentioned a little bit earlier on was Mark McNulty. How much did you enjoy playing alongside him?
It was a good. I had a good partnership with Sparky. Sparky is a very talented player.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot from him. His finishing is amazing. And I think he has been very unlucky at the moment.
Yeah.
I think he, like I said, I was thinking about that the last time. And if he was there, for example, last season with us, he will score probably more than 30 goals. Because don't forget, he scored 28 goals.
It's incredible, isn't it?
That's incredible. And at the same time, we didn't play like we played at the moment.
We
just kicked the ball and he used to score goals. That's amazing. And I'm just like, it's a very good lad and a very good player. I'm very enjoy to have a player like him in my team and as a partner.
Mm.
And just keeping with that League Two season, Max, it was a tough season, but the team seemed to sort of click, and we had the draw at Mansfield, and then we followed up with a win away at Wickham.
Yeah.
That to fans seemed like a big turning point in that League Two season. Did it feel the same for the players in the dressing room?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think there are some games like that we knew, like,
yeah,
we'd be like a
catapult you.
Yeah, it's like the Newport, I think Newport game when we, I think I scored.
Yeah, he scored.
It was a draw or the win? I don't remember.
I think we drew 1-1. It was pissing it down in the away end.
So there is some point like that. Like we knew it would be like different, but at the same time we knew our level. We knew that we had a good team to get promoted. That's what we did at the end. So
exactly. And Cheltenham away, another special day, beating them 6-1. Of course, as you mentioned there, Sparky picked up a hat trick, and you also scored a pretty fantastic goal, Max.
Yeah, definitely. This game was this game was preparing like playoff.
Yeah, it felt like the playoffs was pretty much sealed didn't it? It felt like that we were definitely going to make the playoffs after that fixture.
Yeah, definitely.
And talking about the playoffs, first of all, the first leg, drawing 1-1, possibly we were a little bit lucky with the penalty,
definitely.
Perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. it was a very tough game, but the condition was very hard. I don't know if you remember the pitch was I don't know the name in English, wet.
Yeah, it was
drenched.
Yeah. Well, that, I was going to say polite. That's probably polite wet, but it was absolutely
sodden.
But yeah, I think we have been very lucky to get this penalty. But sometimes it's just this is football, huh?
Yeah. How did you feel going into that game? Was the dressing room really strong? Did they, you know, comfortable and feeling raring to go for that fixture?
Yeah, but it wasn't. We knew it would be like North County was a very good team.
Yeah.
But like I said, all was about us, about our level. If we are able to win every game, and we knew even if we drew at home, we're gonna win the away game. So yeah, it's hard to explain now because it was a long time ago.
But, yeah. No. Yeah.
We just believe in ourselves at this time, and we knew we had like a good players, and McNulty was on fire.
It
wasn't a problem for us.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
And that second leg at Notts County, talk us through the build-up, Max, and arriving in Nottingham. Were you nervous before the second leg?
I think everybody was nervous because I don't know if you knew, but Mark McNulty didn't train all the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a problem on his hamstring.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the manager was trying to play like at the beginning as a 4-3-3, and he started to put me on in the middle, and after put me on the left side, after on the right side. So he didn't really know at this time. So we were a bit nervous, to be honest with you. And but when during the warm up, Sparky said he's ready to play. So, and after that, during the warm up, the gaffer said to us, "So we're gonna play 4-4-2." So we were like, "Oh, so really we're gonna change now?" But I think everybody were nervous this game, I remember. So, but at the same time, I was looking the manager and all the players, and I'm like, okay, so I think the team needs me at this time.
Yeah.
So I need to do my best and do a big game if we want to win.
Yeah.
And I think we did it well.
You certainly did, Max. And let's talk us through that goal, shall we? What was it like celebrating in front of 5,000 Sky Blue fans? And is that the bicycle kick? Is that something you practice, or is it pretty instinctive for you, Max? Is it something that comes naturally? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, sometimes I try during training session and I just hit my back. So no, sometimes you don't have to think, just do it. So at this time I saw the ball and I'm like, I'm gonna try, and that's it. If it's if the ball goes inside the goal, happy days. That's it.
It was a good knock back by Jordan Willis, wasn't it?
He
rose well then, didn't he, Max?
Yeah, definitely. But this game is probably the best game that I played in my life. So, but the atmosphere was amazing. The fans were like massive this game. So. Probably, but to be honest with you, I appreciate this game more than Wembley.
Really?
This game was amazing. The atmosphere was incredible.
And the one that to make it 3-1 was a really key goal as well. It was a lovely finish. Talk us through that, Max.
No, like I said, it's just like this game. I was like, you know, I just knew that I need to. I was, if you remember, I was running everywhere. I knew, because it's like a final. Every game, in playoffs, like a final. So you have to do your best every time. So I don't want to lose. So this is exactly the same. So I saw just a little gap between me and the defender. So I just tried to shoot, and I saw the goal. I was happy, but we needed this third goal because
it was key.
Yeah, they scored a goal. So, and we have been lucky again because they scored another goal that the
it wasn't offside, was it, Max?
Yeah, but sometimes you cannot think about just luck or unlucky. Nope. I think just God help us. That's it.
Yeah.
There is someone just help us.
Definitely.
So, but I think we deserve to get promoted. That's why. But all is about just think about. All is about not thinking. Mm. Just do what you can do and just shoot and it's going on.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the final. Yeah. Obviously, that was a very special day for the players and for the Sky Blue fans. Max, how did it feel walking out at Wembley and seeing all those fans?
It was very, to be honest with you, like I said, I don't know a lot about football and stadium and stuff like that. So when I came into Wembley, I was like, oh, this is...
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah, this is big and amazing. And when I saw the crowd, I was like, oh. And my family was there. But this is the first time I think my dad came to watch me play.
Wow, amazing.
Since I'm maybe 10 years old.
Mm.
So it was a
special day for you then, Max.
Special day for me, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I couldn't realize what I'm doing. So like I said, 7 years ago, I was in my area doing nothing, but proper nothing. No job. I stopped my the school and everything. And I was like, what am I going to do in my life? And 4 years after that, I'm in Wembley playing a playoff final. This is like unbelievable.
A dream,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I haven't got like a proper pressure because for me it's like a, how can I say that, like a bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I had a lot of like injuries and stuff like that when I went to the university. So basically because I come from like a bad neighborhood, so for them I couldn't be a sport teacher because I couldn't represent the government because I come from a bad neighborhood.
Mm.
So that's why I stopped the university. So I was like, what am I gonna do to my life?
Yeah.
And I had my injury and stuff like that. So I was very like, I come from nothing.
Yeah.
And after that I play football, play at Wembley. No, in Championship, it's like a dream, but it's more like a bonus.
Yeah, completely understand what you're saying.
So I'm just like, I just want to enjoy my life and enjoy this kind of moment. So when I went to Wembley and see all the fans. And my family, I was like, oh, this is amazing. Just Max, just don't think about pressure and stuff like that. Just enjoy this time. And I know you believe in yourself and God is helping you since day one. So he will help you tonight. So that's it.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, it's a long season. Like you said, there's a lot of pressure and things like that. Yeah. When the full-time whistle goes and you know you've won promotion, is there a sense of like relief almost? Or is it just excitement? Or how does it feel?
It's like, because like I said, this League Two season has been very tough for me. So when I signed for Coventry, when I saw like a social network, people were saying like, what are we going to do with Max Bemu? He come from the National League, then he's not good enough. And after two or three games, they said like, oh, he's not good enough. And I was thinking about, and I was like, I feel a little pressure on me. So, and I didn't score from August to January. And it was hard, to be honest, it was very hard, like physically and mentally. Like I said, during Wednesday, we used to be off and I was training. So I didn't have like a proper day off. And when I saw the final result, I was like, crying because we get promoted, but because it was a tough season for me.
Yeah, you proved people wrong, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's like mentally, I was like, it was like something like coming out and say like, we did it, and it was tough, but I worked hard for something.
Yeah, definitely. That's amazing, Max. And how special was the bus parade, you know, when you went around Coventry on the bus and like obviously seeing all the fans, like that must have been a nice day as well, just to, I guess, celebrate the promotion.
Yeah, it's completely new for me because like I said, I don't really know everything, but because we don't do that in France.
Neither do we, Max, because we haven't done it for a long time.
Yeah, so but the thing is, we don't do that in France. When you get promoted, that's it. So when they said to me, we're going to go around the city and on the bus and see the fans, I was like, okay, but it was so funny and amazing. And when you see all the fans in the city center, it was like something that I cannot explain, but it was like unbelievable. Mm. That's why I said that Coventry fans are very different.
Very passionate.
Yeah.
Moving on to League One season. Yeah. Unfortunately, obviously, you suffered an injury early on. It must have been frustrating after the end of the season. Sorry, such a good end to the season and preparing for the League One.
Yeah, and at the same time, I signed my new deal for Coventry, and I had a big opportunity to be like not the number one striker, but probably the one of the main strikers.
Key player,
keep playing and prove that I got the level to play and be in the starting 11. And after the fourth games, I did my ACL, but it's just the life. I knew it would be hard to come back, but I did it once a few years ago. I knew if I do a good rehab, I'm going to come back as strong as possible and probably better than before.
Did you know at the time, did you feel that it would be a sort of lengthy injury, or did it feel run of the mill? Like, did you know when it happened?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It was exactly the same. Like, I heard exactly the same song that when I did my first one. So I remember it straight when I went to the dressing room. I sent a message to all my friends on my WhatsApp group and saying, like, I think I did my ACL again.
Yeah.
So.
And how tough is it to recover from an injury like that? Mentally, you've got to be obviously really strong when you're seeing the other players playing week in, week out, and, you know, heading out into on the pitch at the training ground. It must be really, really tough mentally to just keep going.
The thing is, you don't know if you're going to come back.
Yeah.
As 100%.
Yeah.
I've probably never seen someone did his ACL and come back maybe better than before.
Stronger, yeah.
Yeah. So we had a lot of, like, we had Tony Andrew, he had his ACL, and it would be hard to him to come back.
Yeah.
Same, you can see Jordy Jones is hard to him.
Yeah.
Same for Wesley. And I know some players who had this before, and you don't really know. For example, when I did my first ACL, and the way that I'm playing now, I'm completely different.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, it's just about this, and you know, it will be very long, and the rehab in UK is completely different than the rehab in France.
Right.
Trust me. Yeah. When I had my surgery, 2 weeks later, I started to do like a CV session, and I was like, come on, I come back in maybe 9 months, and you want me to do like CV session after 2 weeks? Just like, let me just have a breathe, just try to get some muscle on my. And they said, no, that's if you don't start now, it will be hard for you to come back. So I said, okay, no problem, I'm gonna trust you. But at the end, you can see I'm doing very well, and I came back like maybe better than before.
Yeah.
But it's hard because, you know, it's very long. You can take like 9 months or 12 months, depend. You don't know if you're gonna come back as strong as before. So it's a very hard injury.
Very, very tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, very tough. And in that starting at the League One season, was there anyone that stuck out to you? Obviously, we made a few transfers in the summer as well. Was there anyone that stuck out that you really impressed you on the training ground?
To be honest with you, this is my point of view. To be honest with you, when I saw the squad and when I saw Sparky leaving the club, I was like, oh, this season will be very hard. And then I think Georgie Willa came, Baka came, Connor Chaplin came, and who else? Luke Thomas came. And I was like, oh, I think it will be different now. And we got a lot of chances to get promoted.
Yeah.
And we started to play a different football than like League Two. In League Two, we used to play like long ball to me and as a batter. But I think AD just changed a little bit, saying, oh, this season we're going to start to play like a passing football. And we had the players to do that. So when I was injured and I saw the team playing like every game, I was like, oh, I was a bit frustrated because I know I could do like something good in this team and I could score a lot of goals. But like I said at the beginning, I thought it would be hard for us, but when I saw like some players coming, I was like, no, I think it will be a good season. I think the first League One season, we had a good team, probably.
Yeah, and finished eighth, of course.
To be honest with you, probably a better team than last season.
Yeah.
I think sometimes they have been very unlucky and they conceded a lot of like goals that we shouldn't concede.
Yeah.
But the team played a very good football. And for same like I said, if McNulty stayed in this team, he will score probably more goals than in League Two. So yeah, but I think this season has been very good. First League One season has been very good.
Eighth, wasn't it? We wasn't a million miles away, but obviously not as good as the next one, of course.
Yeah, and Bright, when Bright came, it was amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Even during training session, it was like a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
And moving forward onto that season, was it disappointing, obviously, first of all, Max, leaving the Rico and playing at St Andrews?
Yes, because this is our stadium.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to play in our stadium and with the fans coming, because we know when we play at St Andrew, we haven't got like the fans that they used to come at the Rico, so it's completely different. Firstly, but at the same time, the pitch is probably better at St Andrew, so it's something good to something bad. So we. And at the same time, at the moment we play without fans, so it's quite hard. But yeah, we have been very disappointed about not playing at the Rico, because this is our stadium and we feel like comfortable over there.
Definitely. And you hit a bit of form around November, December time, particularly in those Ipswich games. The cup replay away at Portman Road was a terrific team performance, wasn't it, Max?
Yeah. I think this game showed that to all the players and the staff that we can chase the first the top of the league. I think at this time we were maybe third or maybe fourth, something like that. Mm. And after this game, we knew that, because Ipswich were next to, when we watched all the clips, they were very good, and we knew that finally we are better than them and we deserve to be on top of the league. So we just, it's just like, even when the manager talked to us, he's like, you see, when you do your best, you are the best team in the league. Just try to do it every game. So we're going to be on top of the league. That's it. And that's what we did.
And we had great form as a team right on from that game onwards, from December onwards, didn't we, Max? In your view, what clicked so well? We seemed to win a lot of games 1-0, didn't we, and grind out those 1-0 wins, didn't we, Max?
Yeah. The difference is there are some games, like, for example, Bristol Rover away.
Yeah.
That they score. I think they scored first.
Yeah, they did.
And we switched it to score two goals. I think this is the click that we had. So when we conceded the first goal, we used to maybe lose games and at this point we had this click to say like, okay, they scored, but we're gonna score more goals than them now. Mm. And we're gonna win this game. So we were like a team, like all together to follow and believe in all the players to win the game. So we are not just here to play, and we just want to win every game. And we're gonna help the defenders, and the defenders are gonna help us as a striker to win games. And everybody is implicated to score goals and win games. This is probably the difference.
It was a real team effort, like you said, Max.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know you mentioned that Bristol Rovers game away, and I think Liam Walsh scored that day. What was Walshy like playing with?
Oh, he's a different class player.
Yeah.
So, even technically and tactically, so which some people just think about technically, yeah, he was good, like passing, give like good balls and stuff like that. But his movement without the ball is and his position on the pitch is amazing. Mm. I think this is probably the difference. He has been a key player for us. That's why I think he won like the player of the year. Mm. I think we missed him this season.
Mm.
It's not about, like I said, it's not about just technically, it's tactically, it's a different class. But Gus is quite similar to him. But I think Gus is probably, technically, is probably better. But I think it's a different type of player, I think, like tactically and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think he didn't play a lot this season. I think he was injured.
No, it's a shame. He hasn't got going, has he, Max? Yeah. Which is a shame.
Yeah, I would be happy to play with him again. But,
Let's hope so.
Get him back, Max. Ask him to come back.
I will. he's a different class player, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, Max, obviously as fans, you know, we got very excited that season. We were singing about like winning the league probably way too early because, you know, that's what we do as fans. But as a player and as a team, when did you like feel like we were going to get promoted and actually we were going to win the league? Like, when did that happen for you?
Like I said, from my point of view, I don't know the other players, but from my point of view, like I said, since day one, I knew we were going to get promoted.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the level of the players and the team. I knew that. But the thing is, it's like this season. Sometimes we have to believe in ourselves. We have to play our football. And some games that we, last year, we lost some games because we didn't play our football.
Mm.
And we were watching the other team like play. But when we play like as a passing team, nobody can touch us.
Yeah.
Even this, we did some great games against like Norwich this season, against Watford.
Yeah, matched them, didn't we?
Yeah, so we just have to play our football and stop watching them play.
Yeah.
That's what we did last season. That's what we have to do this season. But like I said, it's completely different because we play against teams that are very, very good and probably better than us.
Yeah.
This is the difference, but this kind of game, you have to fight. That's it. You know, if you know the teams are probably better than you, you have to fight. That's it. And that's what I want, and that's what the manager wants us to do as a team. Because we've got good players, but sometimes that's not enough.
Mm.
We need more. We need the warriors on the pitch and fight for me as a striker to defend for my defenders and then to go forward to help us as a striker. But we need to play as a team and together and fight for to win games and that's it.
Yeah. Just wanted to, on that season when we won the league, what was it like when lockdown was announced and like obviously the season got called off? Like, how was that as a player? It must have been difficult times.
Yeah, because we didn't know what happened, so we didn't know if we're gonna play again or finish the season or stop the season.
You'd
so
stay fit, was, I guess.
Yeah,
as well.
It was a bit weird for to everybody because, for example, for me. I had to stay in my flat doing nothing special, and I couldn't see my family in France. And I was every time I was asking to the manager, "Can I go back to France to see my family?" He said, "No, because we're gonna play maybe in 2 weeks."
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, I was waiting for maybe 3 months. So yeah. it was a bit hard.
2 weeks never came, did it?
Oh yeah, never. So every time I was asking the manager, please let me go home, he said no. So but it was hard, but fortunately at the end we get promoted. But it has been a very hard time to everyone, because we didn't know what's happening and if you're gonna get promoted to play again, what will be the condition if we play again. And some people was talking about the thing about the points, are we gonna finish like outside the playoff and stuff like that. We were like, oh come on, just finish the season, or let us finish or play the season, or just stop it, that's it.
Yeah,
they try to calculate something like, I don't know, but it's just
stressful, wasn't it? But then obviously they came to their senses, and they rightly crowned as champions of League One on the 9th of June. I think everyone remembers that date. How did you feel, Max, when you heard that news? And were you able to sort of celebrate in a small way? Obviously I know we were in lockdown, but how did you feel at that time?
To be honest with you, I wasn't very happy, because I couldn't celebrate I felt like because I've seen nobody for 3 months, I couldn't celebrate like properly. So for me, it's like I didn't win.
Yeah.
It's like they gave us something and that's it. Even at this time, to be honest with you, at this time, I've never seen the cup.
Yeah, sad, isn't it?
So, but I was a bit frustrated because I wanted to win the league and finish on top of the table as a winner.
Yeah.
And say like, I deserve it.
Lap of honours and stuff.
Exactly.
Crowds.
I deserve it. I won the league. So at the end, we finished, I played 46 games and I finished first. And that's what I deserve. That's it. And some people can say like, well, we don't deserve it. But okay, for me, we deserve it. But
now we deserve it.
We felt the same for all the
years. Yeah. There is something like I don't know the name in English. Ashib?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just a bit frustrated to be honest.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
Now, Max, obviously, you must have been very, very excited at the prospect of playing Championship football. Probably a little bit maybe apprehensive about the step up, but how did you feel knowing you were going to be playing in at that sort of level?
This is a massive step up because, like I said, the level is miles better and completely different than League One.
Yeah. Quicker?
Not really.
Okay.
It's not quicker. It's probably, I think all the players are very, very good.
Yeah.
So even when they do something like crossing, passing, touching, everything is good. It's perfect. So, I give you an example. In League One, when you press the defenders, they used to just to kick the ball.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get the ball. You're gonna get the ball back. But in Championship, they just try to find
a way out.
The way out and
keep the ball
it.
Better, don't they? They don't give the ball away as much.
And they do it. So it's very hard. Like I said, it's like tactically everybody is good. Technically everybody is amazing.
Yeah.
So it's quite hard, but that's what we like. That's what I prefer to play this kind of football instead of to kick the ball and just win the headers and stuff like that. That's not proper football. We want to enjoy and play like against good players.
Of course, of course.
That's not funny to. That's, you're happy to play against like very good players.
Yeah, yeah. You want to test yourself against the best.
Exactly, exactly. So it's completely different. But at the same time, everything has been very hard to me because during pre-season I didn't play a lot of games.
Yeah, I was going to come on to pre-season because obviously it was a little bit different anyway because obviously we were kept, like you said, on sort of on the boil, if you like, at the end of the previous season. What did Mark Robbins talk to you about at the start of this Championship season about the role that perhaps you'd play?
It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Because I think you know my situation. So basically, I didn't know if I'm going to stay or leave the club. So that's why I said I didn't play a lot during pre-season. So it has been very hard. So
sure.
So that's why it's a bit hard to me to explain this.
Yeah. Okay. And obviously that step up now you are playing in the Championship.
Yeah.
You said you want to put yourself against the best, and you're doing that. How have you found the step up? Like you say, it's you get more chance to, you know, you have to sort of play that lone striker role sometimes as well. How have you found that step up?
I think how can I explain that? I think more you play higher, and easiest is it, I think, because you know, when you play like a low division, you have got like a tactic, and the other team hasn't got tactic. So you just play because you see a player in this area, you say, oh God, I'm going to give him the ball. But in this level, you know what you are doing on the pitch. You go to this position because you work this during training session and stuff like that, and this is the same for the other team. So you know what they're gonna do, and they know what we're gonna do, and they don't rush football, so they just try to play like a calm and pass the ball easily and stuff like that. So for me, it's easier to play in this kind of level compared to National League and stuff like that. National League is like it's more like a battle. You don't know who is going to win a game because it's like a long ball, like a corner, that's set plays and stuff like that. And now it's more like tactical and technically better. So I think it's easier to play in this kind of level. But at the same time, because all the teams and the players are better, it's maybe harder when if you don't do well. So if you are not organized and if tactically they are better than you, it's probably harder. Like for me, for example, to get chances and stuff like that, if you are not organized or if you don't play our football, because sometimes we don't play our football because they force us to don't play our football. So sometimes we kick the ball because they force us to kick the ball. So they press us. That's why it's harder for me. It's not about we don't want to play our football. Sometimes we haven't got the choice. So when you play against Norwich, when they play with football, when they lose it, they press you. So you have to keep the ball.
Yeah.
And it's harder to play your football.
Yeah, hard to keep the ball. It's such a hard press, isn't
it? Yeah, so you've got some games like that it's hard to play and get chances as a striker, for example. And some games that you haven't got it because you don't play like you want to play. Like I said, we could play like passing team, like short pass and stuff like that, but we kick the ball for no reason. So we have to try to manage it and try to find the best way to deal with it.
Yeah. And of course, the teams keep it up for 90 minutes. I think perhaps in League One, teams couldn't keep up a press or couldn't do that for 90 minutes. But obviously, a lot of these teams can.
Yeah, definitely.
And what are your personal goals for the season, Max, and beyond? Do you set yourselves goals at all, or do you just go with the flow and just help the team as much as possible?
To be honest with you, my goal is to help the team first.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, like I said, I started the season, and because I didn't know if I'm going to stay or leave the club, I didn't get like a game time during pre-season.
And that must have been hard for you, man.
Yeah, so just imagine. So from January to March, I only played one game. So I think Birmingham. Mm. And after that, I used to be on the bench. I used to come on when we were losing and when we were winning, I think Baka came on. Mm. So during January and from January to March, I didn't play a lot. After that, we had the lockdown. So... And when we came back, pre-season, I didn't play.
Mm.
And even when we had like some friendly game, I played maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So from January to October, so my first game, it was against Reading.
Yeah.
I probably played like less than two games. Mm. And at the same time, I was training with the under-23s.
Yeah.
So for me, my goal was to fight and play some games in championship.
And you did really well for the under-23s. And I really thought that was a great sign of your attitude, because a lot of players, when they've been dropped and, you know, left out and they've asked to play for the under-23s, a lot of people sulk and put their head down. But you really put a great performance in for the under-23s and scored some brilliant goals.
Yeah, like I said, I try to do my best every time. I come from nothing.
Yeah.
I cannot just say like, okay, I'm with the under-23, so I'm just hungry and just don't do my job and just, I can't do that.
You're a fantastic professional, Max.
Yeah, I try to, that's what I want to do, because I don't want to get like a, I don't know the name in English, like regret.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want it. So I just want to do my best. At the end, if the manager doesn't want me to play, that's not me. I cannot blame myself.
Mm.
Because at the end, I did my best. I cannot say, oh, at this time I should do more, at this time I should do more. I did my best. And at the end, I'm not the manager. He is the manager. He is doing his choice. And I accept that. But I don't want to blame me. So I just want to do my best every time. But even if I can help the under-23s, say, I'm talking to them every time. Even now, I've said, like, listen, Coventry is a club that you give a lot of opportunities to young players.
Yeah, we do.
You have to work hard to get these chances.
Mm.
Just do it. You're going to get your chances. That's it. I want to be an example for everybody, because I come from nothing to championship. And if I did that, I'm not the best. I know I'm not the best.
Mm.
Because trust me, if you go in France, you can go in every area. You can find like amazing players. And I know I'm not the best, but the difference between me and them is my determination, my motivation.
Yeah.
And I want the best. And I believe in myself. And God will help me at the end. But this is the same in your life. You have to do the best every time. You have to give the best, no regrets. Because at the end, you're going to get regrets. You're going to say, oh, everybody will tell you, oh, you was a good player. You should play in championship or Premier League or something like that. But you didn't.
Mm.
And you're going to get frustrated. That's not what I want. I want to do my best. But at the end, if he doesn't want me to play, that's his choice. I can do nothing special.
Well, he certainly wants you to play at the minute, so you've done certainly changed his mind, Max, which is just all down to your attitude. So fair play to you, Max.
Yeah, thank you. But at the same time, like I said, it's hard for me because I didn't play a lot. As a striker, I need game time to score goals and stuff like that.
Cool.
And like I said, my goal was to, because like I said, I come from nothing. I just want to play in championship. I just want to play the highest possible. So I've got just a door in front of me to play in championship. I cannot like stop now, so I want to do my best. I had a lot of offer from abroad,
okay,
and get like a good money.
Yeah,
and I said no, because I want to play in championship. I want to try, and I want to, and like I said to the manager, I said, listen, it will be a tough season for us, and I'm working with you for 3 years now, and I'm a soldier. And yeah. I believe in myself, and I know I'm going to help you to stay in this league, because it will be a tough season, because I know my level, I know what I can do for you and I can do for the team. So if I stay, I'm going to do my best, and you're going to see, I'm going to help you to win games and stay in this league. That's what I want.
That's fantastic.
And my goal was to just do my best, help the team to stay in this league and try to play the more games as possible. And but I cannot say like I want to score 10 goals and stuff like that, because I can't tell you that, because I didn't play.
Yeah.
And I was with the under-23, so my goal couldn't be like a score like 10 goals and stuff like that. I just want to do my best. That's it.
Brilliant stuff. And how much, bring it back to the fans, how much are you miss playing in front of the Sky Blue Army, Max?
It's hard, because for me, every game is like a friendly game. You feel like No one is screaming around you. No fans. It's very, very difficult. Trust me, it's very, very difficult. Because on TV, you can hear the song, but we don't hear it.
Mm.
It's very hard. So, and like I said, Coventry fans are massive to us. We definitely some the previous seasons we used to win some games thanks to them because they push us.
Mm.
But now you've got nothing to push you.
Yeah, and you've got a real connection with the Sky Blue Army, haven't you, Max?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very special, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But as I just, like I said, I thank them a lot because they did a lot for me and I try to do my best for them too. That's why I try to help people every time when I can. I cannot do everything, but when I can, I try to do my best for them because they deserve it.
Max, that's all we've got time for this evening, but we could probably chat to you all night. It's been absolutely brilliant chatting to you and reliving some of those Sky Blue memories. I just want to say thanks a lot for coming on the show. You know, really appreciate you giving up your time, but mainly just want to say thank you on behalf of all of the Coventry fans. You know, as Andy's been saying, you're genuinely one of the most committed and passionate players we've seen for a number of years at the club. So we just want to wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season and beyond that as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate this this moment. Thank you.
No worries. And listeners, don't forget to follow our partner Shortland Horn on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And also make sure you join us after every Sky Blues game for our Sky Blues Extra Live. And as always, if you want to get involved in anything discussed in the show, all you need to do is use the hashtag Sky Blues Extra Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Sky Blues Extra Podcast.